does he need to prove? Is it just
the, you're the what does he have to? He's got to be able to play in the game to some semblance of where he's normally at, so that we can get count on the return. The big thing is, when you issue a suit to someone, you like to think they can play and finish the game. What really hurts you is if, because you only got 46, you dress a guy, put him in, and he's out. So that part of it, every guy that goes through this, not just Rashad, every guy has got to pass the test of whether we think he can, and we're not always right, but to think whether or not he can play the majority of the game, let's put it that way.
Tom, I would think the difference between him and like an offensive lineman like Pugh's going to play 65 snaps. Jennings might only play 25 or 20, so yeah. There's a lot less snaps.
Yeah, but there's also people jumping on his back because he's got the ball in his hand, and he's got an ankle.
Did you like this, what you saw at least in this with his ability to cut and
He went through his normal routine.
With Jaquan, at least, I guess, earlier you at least had hope that he might be. Now, is there any thought to that you might have to shut him down? Or is that still very...
For this week, he's out. We'll see next week.
Is he doing any better today? I mean, I know yesterday he said he had some symptoms.
Evidently he still has. I didn't see him out here.
Well, it could be the protocol part of it now. I mean, sometimes don't you have to like wait X number of days sometimes before he could come back? Or
well, he's a long way into that. I mean, he's in his third week. So
well, I'm not sure if you're saying that if he has a setback, it doesn't start over?
Oh, no, definitely. He'd have to go right back. And the symptoms have to be cleared up before there's going to be any opportunity there. But, yeah, if he is in a position where he feels good and then all of a sudden he doesn't feel good, then obviously the clock begins there.
Is Darkwa far enough along that he can, you know, come in, maybe third down, maybe
he can help us,
Andre,
yeah. Yeah, sure.
He needs
to. Mm-hmm. He's had a full week of practice in that role.
Tom Kennard had a couple of splash plays with sacks the other day. He's got a lot more playing time, obviously, recently. How is he progressing in your mind in this short period of time?
He's a good young player. He likes to play, and he's made good progress.
How much does he provide a different option or skill set maybe than some of the other guys? Because he has
bigger,
that,
stronger.
Has that pass, I'm talking more of the pass rushing background. Does it give you much more options of what you can do with him maybe than you would with
Well, the
guys?
Idea that you can bring him and, you know, where he plays first and second down, where he's on the edge, where he can turn the play back inside, and he does give you the option to come off the corner, so.
With a guy like Reuben Randall, what have you seen from him this week? Obviously, last week there was something you didn't like.
He practiced every day last week. He's practiced every day this week.
I'm talking more like what you see from him attitude-wise. Obviously,
his attitude is fine.
There was something maybe.
His attitude's fine.
Is it disappointing, though? He had to be the leader in that room. I know he's still a young guy, but you had to take those actions for him, and that maybe that is something that he's supposed to be a leader.
I don't have any comment about that. Like I said, that's between – that last week is last week, and it's between Reuben and his teammates and me.
Is Cullen healthy enough now to take
that?
Well,
we hope so. We hope so. He's practiced all week, and he's been limited, but he's taken all his reps, so hopefully he'll be there.
He said last week Thursday was the day. Like he tried to push it hard, and he was going to do it again this week. And it didn't respond well last Thursday. Was there anything this week that, coming into today that
felt good this morning?